Our lesson is taken from the book Daniel, chapter 1. In the third year of the kingdom of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged her. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, and the end of the vessels of the house of God. And he brought them into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king said to Ashpenaz, the greatest of his eunuchs, that he should bring from the sons of Israel and from the seed of the kingdom and from the princes, children whom in whom was not any blemish, but of good appearance and intelligence and wisdom and knowing science and understanding knowledge, and such as had power in them to stand in the palace of the king, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king provided for them the word of the day, and the day from the meat of the king, and from the wine of his feast, and to have them grow up for 3 years, and at the end of that time, they might stand before the king. And among them were the sons of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And for them, the prince of the eunuchs set names. And he set for Daniel the name Belteshazzar, and for Hananiah, Shadrach, and for Mishael, Meshach, and for Azariah, Abednego. And Daniel set in his heart that he would not pollute himself with the meat of the king and with the wine of his feast. And he sought of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not pollute himself. And God gave Daniel mercy and compassion before the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said to Daniel, "I fear my lord the king, who has provided your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces gloomier than the children who are of your likeness? And you shall endanger my head to the king." And Daniel said to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please prove your servants for 10 days, and let them give us of the zeroim, or vegetables, and we will eat, and water we will drink. And let our appearance be seen before thee, and the appearance of the little children who eat of the king's meat. And as thou seest, let it be done with thy servants." And he hearkened to them for this thing, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their appearance appeared better and more nourished in flesh than all the children who ate the king's meat. And it was that Melzar carried away their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them zeroim, or the vegetables. And to these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and made them intelligent in all learning and wisdom. And to Daniel, he gave understanding in all visions and dreams. And at the end of the days, when the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king spoke with them. And there was not found from among all of them any like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And they stood before the king. And in all the words of wisdom of understanding that the king sought of them, he found them 10 hands over all the magicians and diviners that were in all his kingdom. And we read selections from the Heavenly Doctrine from the Arcana Celestia 995. "And this shall be food for you. That this signifies its delight which they should enjoy is evident from this, that any pleasure not only affects man, but also sustains him like food. The delight in which there is good from the Lord is alone living, for it is then from the very life of good. For this reason it is here said that every creeping thing that liveth shall be food for you, that is, for enjoyment. And from the Divine Providence, 233. Now in man's memory, the food is not material but spiritual, namely truths, which in themselves are knowledges. And in the degree that man draws these from the memory by thinking, a process akin to ruminating, his spiritual mind is nourished. The will's love has a longing, an appetite, as it were, for these truths and causes them to be drawn out and serve for nourishment. If that love is evil, it has this longing or appetite for unclean things. But if the love is good, it has this longing or appetite for clean things. And what is not suitable, it separates, removes, and casts out. And this is done in various ways. Amen. Here end the lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.